pink smoke is in the air. That means legendary goals.
Oh, it's a cannon shot. Go ahead and give him the goal of the week.
Heroic saves.
Outstanding point blank save. You are denied.
Inter Miami Soccer is on ESPN 106.3.
Gol de Messi.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
On to round of 16. Excuse me, round two. Everything mixed up. Come on in, folks. To Pink Smoke, your Inter Miami football home. Our Herons with a big 4-0 victory in a win or go home game that happened this past weekend, November 8th, in South Florida. 4-0 decisive victory for our Herons. Sees them through into round two coming up November 23rd. Now, for those of you that are confused, Riz, why isn't it this week? Got the international break. Got the international break, so it gives us a chance to take a breath, kick back, watch some college football, watch some NFL football, because coming up in 2 weeks, we got the real football happening at FC Cincinnati. It's going to be a road game. It's going to be a road game. The quarterfinal at TQL Stadium. A win or go home game for our Inter Miami Herons coming up on November 23rd. We'll continue to break that down here on Pink Smoke. Once again, Pink Smoke, where we talk everything Inter Miami, everything Lionel Messi. And Lionel Messi had a massive game in that decisive victory versus Nashville SC. Two goals for Messi in the game. Let's get into a little Messi mania presented by our great friends at PNC.
It's time for a little Messi mania on Pink Smoke, presented by PNC Bank. The latest match results, highlights, and everything Messi starts now. Brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Learn more at PNC.com. PNC Bank, National Association member FDIC.
Putting one behind the keeper takes more than talent. Sure, the pros make it look easy, but there's a whole lot of boring work behind it. Hours of drills, scrimmages, and dedication to the craft that ultimately pay off in a brilliant goal-scoring move. PNC Bank knows that it's the same with money. That's why they take a smart, steady, and, well, boring approach. So, you can make brilliant money moves that help you score your own goals. And PNC Bank makes it easy and convenient to manage your money when and where it works for you, including with new branch locations opening across Miami. See how keeping your money boring can be the brilliant move for you. Visit PNC.com/brilliantlyboring. PNC Bank, proud banking sponsor of Inter Miami CF radio broadcasts and Brilliantly Boring since 1865. The PNC Financial Services Group, Inc., all rights reserved, member FDIC.
Messi with a brace in the win or go home game. A brace and an assist. That's his patent, right? That's his staple. That's the bare minimum that Lionel Messi is going to give you in a knockout game. Two goals and an assist. Damian Perez, our co-host and producer of the program, he's in the house with us tonight. 4-0, the victory over Nashville. Like I said, Messi mania, where we talk everything Inter Miami, everything Messi. Now, Dame, a couple of things I want to run by you. Number one, Messi incredible again. Two goals and an assist in a win or go home game. It was funny because I saw something online. Tag Seth, the midfielder for Nashville, Edvard Tegseth, the Norwegian midfielder, the 24-year-old, one of the better midfielders within the MLS for all intents and purposes, does a little bit of everything, defends, attacks. But he said he kind of sees this as a rivalry. Now, this has been very one-sided. I understand that Nashville is able to win in Nashville in a win-or-go-home game. But Messi, in like the 11 games that he's played against Nashville, has about 10 goals and like 4 assists. And he adds 2 more and an assist in this win-or-go-home game. Nashville never stood a chance in this game, Damian.
That's absolutely blasphemy. I mean, to say that that's even remotely a rivalry. I mean, Inter-Miami has dominated Nashville for all for what? One game? That's the only thing Nashville, only game. Only time Nashville has beat us was one time, but man, we needed that win, and we needed the way that we won it. We needed that win in a dominant fashion. Yeah. The demons from last year were looming in the background, and so it was good to see Inter-Miami, just staple win, absolutely demolished Nashville, get back on track. And you mentioned Messi having two goals and an assist, practically a hat trick.
You needed the momentum. To Damian's credit, you needed the momentum going into the quarterfinal matchup against FC Cincinnati, a team that Inter-Miami has struggled with in recent history that we'll continue to talk about here in a minute. But I did want to go through the 4-0 victory again. Once again, Messi, two goals and an assist. Tadio Allende, he's been hot as a stove, Dame. Yeah. Allende, who there were a lot of questions with him. I feel like he hit a wall in the midseason. He wasn't putting away goals. Probably the biggest thing with Allende was the bad first touches. He was very heavy, very clunky
and
on the
final
ball.
Decisions.
That too, Damie. God, he couldn't finish in front of net.
Yeah.
He couldn't finish in front of net, and he couldn't put a pass together.
Couldn't get it right. There was times where he should square the ball across the middle, times where he should try and finish, and he just couldn't get it right.
But he's been quality. I mean, both him and Messi, two goals and an assist in the matchup. So Allende, you know, coming on at a perfect time as we're inching closer to what we hope can be a cup run for our Inter-Miami Herons. Like I said, Inter-Miami already solidifying their spot in the quarterfinal round after it had to take a best-of-three series against Nashville. Couple of things on the lineup. Dame, first off, I love the Mascherano patented. I'm calling it now, patented 4-4-2. And interestingly enough, Luis Suarez was suspended in the game for kind of going full on Draymond Green. It's the best way I could put it. If you guys remember back in the day, Draymond Green, I believe, kicked somebody in the private area. I think it might have been Kevin Durant, might have been Westbrook in one of those Thunder series. But he got suspended for a game, and then Suarez did something similar. He was going in on a cross into the box.
Did you think that was warranted to suspension?
I mean, it was on purpose. I love Suarez.
I feel like that's
Suarez is a quality player.
It sets a bad precedent now, because now every time there's a certain kick or something similar to that situation, now we're expecting 24 to 72 hours
it
later
doesn't, though.
For it, there to be
Dame,
a suspension.
Dame, this is a different player. Similar how
he's, he's been clean in the MLS, though.
Dame,
I don't think you can judge him for that.
Dame.
And it's, plus, VAR reviewed it, too.
Listen, I love that. I love that you're protecting your countrymen. I love it.
No,
I do the same
think,
thing.
I honestly think
thing.
That's a yellow card and we keep playing. I don't think that warranted a red in the game. And VAR agreed because they checked it. So it's something that, like,
I think it's a red card? No.
So then why did it warrant a suspension?
Do I think with Suarez's track record?
But that's the thing. You can't judge it based
never,
on track record, though.
But you know there are players like that. Dennis Rodman back in the day in the NBA. Draymond Green
it wasn't
in the NBA.
Ian
you
Frey.
Are never, Dame.
Ian Frey got a fine, too, Dame. For supposedly they said he was diving or something along those lines.
Those troubled players are never going to get the benefit of the doubt.
I don't know. I think
so
that
you
was,
can't do that stupid stuff.
That
and
was
it was stupid. I love Suarez, but it was stupid. It was dumb. He had no reason to, you know, meal kick somebody in the private area for all intents and purposes. He did, you know. But listen, you want to know the good news? What I was getting to, Silvetti was class. He had an assist in the game. He got yanked in the 75th because he was on a yellow. You know, young player, made a tough tackle. But Silvetti, I mean, geez, guys, the young Argentinians and Rodriguez and Silvetti have been class. They have been. And I hope to... at this point in the season, I think they're going to continue to be in the lineup. Obviously, Suarez is going to come back for the playoff for the quarterfinal matchup. But Silvetti and Rodriguez are class. And I think the more they're in the lineup, the better. You can't take Allende out. So you got to play Allende.
Stay in the heat.
Yeah, I mean, he's in form. You know, we in world football, we have a famous saying, he's in form. You can't take a guy out of the lineup that's in form, especially in the playoffs. And the P word, playoffs, In world football, it doesn't exist. You know, you have your competitions where you compete for silverware, like the Champions League. In the Premier League, they have something called the FA Cup. What do they call it in Spain, Dame? Copa?
Copa del Rey.
So they got the same thing in France. Like, you have your tournaments where it's knockout stages and stuff like that, but playoffs, it's like unheard of.
Right.
So, like, you are going to be playing Suarez in that winner-go-home game just because I think Luis will give you a better, you know, opportunity to win and better opportunity at goal than Silvetti. Some might disagree with you, but I'm still there. But the 4-4-2, Damien, has been working out with the dual-strike partnership of Lionel Messi and whoever is playing on that left side. Obviously, folks, Messi is left-footed. They love putting Lionel, or head coach Javier Mascherano loves putting Messi on that right side with that inverted left foot. But I'm even going to take that 4-4-2 a step further. Like, the midfielders with Busquets and DePaul, like, it's working right now. I know Inter Miami got the doors blown off them in a very weird game in Nashville. It's the best way I could put it. It was pouring rain, Damian. It seemed like Inter Miami from the jump just didn't have it that night.
Seemed like a throwaway game halfway through.
As crazy as that is, like you like to think there's no such thing as a throwaway game when it comes to the playoffs. And the fact of the matter is Inter Miami only lost that game by a goal. You know, Messi scored late in that game to make Nashville sweat that out for the final 10 minutes of the game. But when it comes to Inter Miami, I think they have a good thing going with the 4-4-2, with the midfield and with the two strikers up top, the young Argentinians and Rodriguez and Silvetti making an impact. You know, I just wonder, you know, Cincinnati, Damian, and the team that they are and Inter Miami struggles that we've had with them, like, I worry a bit. I do. I worry a bit. Inter Miami has the quality. They have the class. They have the player to win in Cincinnati. I just got that bad taste in my mouth the last time we saw our Herons go on the road to TQL Stadium. It didn't end well for Inter Miami, Dame.
Yeah, and honestly, objectively speaking, I think Cincinnati is the best team in the league when it comes to collectiveness. They're the team that, you know, from a chemistry standpoint, you know, Inter Miami has the names, they have the individuality, but I feel like Cincinnati has that group mentality where they really play together. And they play well together, and they like to play well with together. And they have that home field advantage, too, which is a huge advantage. This is going to be a very, very tough match for Inter Miami.
It is. And believe it or not, I'm in FC Cincinnati's August schedule, Dame. Chivas, Charlotte, NYCFC, and Philadelphia, they were all able to get wins in Cincinnati. Like, Cincinnati is a good home field advantage. Don't get me wrong. But, like, the Columbus Crew in July went to Cincinnati and came out with 3 points. So it's possible. Like, I know Inter Miami historically has not played well in that building. Fine.
Messi has never beaten Cincinnati, FC Cincinnati.
And then, like, they've had our number. You know, take it a step further. You know, it's why Dame's our producer and co-host, baby. It's like, you know, they don't play well against this team. All right? And my recency bias is this year when I was sick as a dog, Dame. God, I'm trying to rewind. I'm going to go to Inter Miami's schedule because I want to find out exactly. I think maybe March we played Cincinnati, partner. It was that week where I was sick as a dog, dude. Like I had that
July.
I had that weird. I came down with that weird illness where, and like I sat in bed and watched that game. Oh God,
that was the 3-0 game.
Oh yeah, that was that game in Cincinnati was a tough one to watch. So like Inter Miami historically not good against Cincinnati. Historically not good in that building, but you got Liam. You got the best player in the MLS, and what some people still think the best player in the world. Now you know I love Leo. You know I love Messi. You know I love Ronaldo too. But like, he is the best player in this league. Let's not twist anything.
By a large gap,
it's not even close, and it is not even close. Lionel Messi is the best player in the MLS, and when you have the best player in your league, you're always going to be in the fight. You're always going to have that fighter's chance. You know, like that was that game. If I remember, Evander Ferrara, he scored 2 goals. Ferrara scored 2 goals in the game. And then the United States, believe it or not, Gerardo Valenzuela, who actually has had a cup of tea with Pochettino and the national team at moments this year, they were the ones who did the goal scoring. And Inter Miami did lose 3-0.
Yeah, and Evander was their key player. That he was also their key signing. I believe he played Seattle or Portland last year, but absolutely their best player, their most dangerous player, and frankly, the player that's right now currently the most informed for them.
And Dame, you know I'm an avid EAFC player. You know, it's what they call FIFA, folks. FIFA is now called EAFC. He's got a couple of good cards in there, too.
Yeah.
He's got a couple of good cards. He's a good player. I actually think, you know, with there are a couple of those players in the MLS that you think could play anywhere. He's one of them. Obviously, Lionel Messi could go play Barcelona again, probably be one of the better players in La Liga.
Look at Diego Gomez. He's up at Brighton right now, and he's one of their key players.
Brighton, Hove, my God, I left the stove on.
He had a hat trick the other,
EFL game in a Carabao Cup game.
Yep.
I did see that. Brighton's one of those meddling teams that I can't stand, by the way. I love Gomez.
They're scrappy.
Can't stand Brighton. Did you hear my nickname for him?
What's that?
Brighton, Hove, my God, I left the stove on.
Especially being
my
a
buddy's
United
got the
fan.
Biggest. Oh, I can't stand
I feel like you guys always clash with them.
That and also like
sweaty games.
I don't know who they think they are when it comes to transfers. Remember what they did with Caicedo and Chelsea?
Yeah.
And we tried getting Baliba. Remember? Their DM.
That's what they do. That they produce talents. I mean, Joao Pedro has been a great player for Chelsea. Baliba, he hasn't had the best season, but you're talking about from a
he's Man a holding United midfielder.
Because Man United wanted to buy Baliba, but I believe they set a
astronomical price. You want to know what I call it? The United tariff. Because everyone is so used to taking advantage of my Red Devils that we're just going to overpay for everyone. I'll give you this. Sir Jim Ratcliffe might have got pants on a couple of things, specifically keeping Ten Hag around and giving him a blank check and getting a bunch of bum players like Xerxes, Mazraoui, and Antony and company. Antony was actually before Sir Jim Ratcliffe, but you understand what I'm saying. Like, United finally put their foot down and said, no, we're not doing this, goodbye, and hung up the phone, haven't called since. I guarantee you Brighton comes back in a year's time and is like, all right, we're willing to talk.
He hasn't had the best season, so probably good decision on United.
And anyway, to bring this back full circle, folks, the MLS has quality. And I could argue the three teams with the most quality that I would go to bat for, Inter Miami, LAFC, and probably this FC Cincinnati team. In that order. Yeah. I mean, with LAFC, you got Buanga, the guy who finished second or third.
So you're not buying in Philadelphia?
No, God no. God no. They might lose next round. I mean, in a little bit, we'll go into around the MLS. I hope our Herons face off against Philadelphia. We own them. We beat them at home, and then on the road, Inter Miami scored two goals in like 10 minutes to come away with a draw. And if you remember, Damian, that was when Inter Miami was struggling. Remember, people were going.
Did Messi play? Was that the game Messi sat out?
No, Messi played on the road, and it was the last game before the FIFA Club World Cup.
Right, 3-0.
Correct. And then Inter Miami came back and got a draw out of it. And remember, at the time, I was saying the draw that started it all, and then Inter Miami went into the FIFA Club World Cup and made the knockout stage and beat FC Porto.
That's right.
So, and at the time, people were going Mascherano out. Hashtag, I was seeing on X, hashtag Mascherano out. By the way, soccer, the world football fans are hysterical. My favorite word that I actually use in American sports now, and people look at me like I'm crazy, and granted, this has been a word that I've been hearing in world football since 2007, the sack. He got the sack. A sacking. If you're a manager, he got fired. He got the sack, mate. He got sacked. All right?
It's like worse than being fired.
Correct. Almost. You're getting, what's the famous saying? Poor Big Ange. Big Ange Postecoglou, former Celtic coach, former Tottenham Hotspur coach, and now former Nottingham Forest coach. Remember they sang to him when Tottenham was going through their struggles last year. So to put things in perspective
quickly. He's unemployed. Nottingham got rid of him.
To put things in perspective, like I said, it's been a rough year for Postecoglou. But they were singing, he's getting sacked. You're getting sacked in the morning. That's the famous English jargon song is you're getting sacked in the morning. And Mascherano was feeling the heat a little bit. And again, we're all over the place, but it's good. It's good banter. You know,
would you say he's coaching for his life against Cincinnati here?
No, God, no. Messi's here for three more years. Messi likes him. Listen, who's it? Tata? Yeah, Tata. Yeah. He got the sack because they didn't win a game.
He's back at Atlanta, by the way.
Yeah. They didn't win a fixture. They didn't win. Actually, they won their first matchup in the knockout round, in the first round, and then continued to lose the next two.
Correct.
That's why he's out. And I feel like with the young players, if you're the Inter Miami brass, and, you know, Messi's calling the shots too. Messi, I feel like, was a big reason this guy got brought in. I don't think they get rid of him. Dude, I don't think he deserves to get the sack. Do you agree?
And if you do sack him, who are you bringing in? That's ultimately the biggest question. Like, if you do get rid of Mascherano, who are you bringing in?
If Inter Miami loses to FC Cincinnati on the road, I don't think Mascherano deserves. Now, maybe depending on the loss. If they get embarrassed. And, like, the fact of the matter is, too, Messi has three more years in that pink jersey. So, like, you go one more year. And let's put things in perspective on Mascherano, all right? FIFA Club World Cup did something with Inter Miami that no MLS team ever did, and that's beat a UEFA club team. Okay? Check. Knockout stage. Check. I know it was disappointing in the CONCACAF Gold Cup to get eliminated in the semifinal, but, Dane, that was a sweaty tournament. That was a sweaty tournament. And I know Cruz Azul won it and was a complete disgrace in Leagues Cup.
It was a bad loss.
It was. It was. And It's not like, oh, they just outplayed us in one fixture because it's aggregate. Dude, they outplayed them in Vancouver and in Inter Miami. But like, hindsight 2020, they're in the semifinal. I already mentioned the accolades at the FIFA Club World Cup. Knockout stage, FC Porto, Palmeiras, who's a great side. That was a riveting draw. Like, that was a fun time to be an Inter Miami fan.
Yeah.
Leagues Cup, final. Got bamboozled. That damn Roldan. And the hell is that winger's name? Remember they were doing the jersey, turn in your messy jersey, and you get a Rockruff? No, that's a Pokemon. Jeez. Regardless, they did some ridiculous promo for a terrible winger that plays for Seattle. If you turn in a messy jersey, Paul Rockruff.
Almost there.
I don't know. Who knows? Who cares? He's an afterthought. It was embarrassing, too. All right. But at the same time,
Who would do that? Who would turn in a messy jersey for a guy that's probably going to be shipped away in 2 years?
Cup final, semifinal, quarterfinal of the MLS. Is that good enough? Now, Tata, he didn't win anything last year.
Well, he did win the Supporters' Shield. Many look at that as a trophy, though, and he did have the
been there, done that. That wasn't Inter Miami's focus this year. I could argue.
I think Inter Miami has to win something. You can't leave the season empty-handed. I mean,
you think Mascherano gets the sack if he doesn't win the MLS?
I don't think so.
Listen, and
I think the way
don't you
put
like Maxi Falcone? Don't you like Silvetti and Rodriguez?
Yeah, those are all his guys.
Allende, I know he's on loan.
Baltasar Rodriguez, another one.
Telasco Segovia.
I think it's the type of loss. I think the way you said it is perfectly. If we go to Cincinnati and get absolutely, 3-0.
Eviscerated.
Vancouver, I don't think there's a way he sees tomorrow.
If we capitulate and get absolutely eviscerated on the pitch, there might be something there. But coach has 11 days to prepare for this. Got 11 days to figure out how to beat Cincinnati with Lionel Messi.
If Mascherano would have lost to Nashville, I think he would have got the sack.
I'm probably with you. At home, absolutely. Absolutely. Not getting out of the first round for 2 years in a row.
He bought himself time.
Hear me out. I agree with you because of this. He would not get out of the first round, something Tata didn't do, and he would have no silverware. He would have got the sack. But what I'm saying is, like, that was Inter Miami's first, I'm shooting from the hip, Dame. Was their first ever playoff series win?
I believe you're right, yeah.
I mean, geez.
I believe it was.
So, like, I think you bring them back just
it's
because
it's a very
of
short
that.
History, though.
It is, but still. I mean, you had Capanga scoring goals all over the place for
Benzema.
A little bit.
Yeah. Not Benzema, Higuain, sorry, excuse me.
You're good. You're
different
good.
Madrid striker.
Yeah. Higuain. Didn't he play for City?
Yeah. It'd be Pita.
Yeah, I'm not a Higuain guy. 888-760-3776, that number to call on in. This is Pig Smoke. We talk everything Lionel Messi, everything Inter Miami, doing a little Messi Mania presented by our great friends at PNC. Talking about that big victory, 4-0 against Nashville. Lionel Messi, 2 goals and an assist. Tadio Allende, 2 goals and an assist. And the youngin', Silvetti, with an assist in the game starting for the suspended Luis Suarez. Breaking down that FC Cincinnati matchup, Inter Miami, or specifically Lionel Messi, has never beaten FC Cincinnati. That is going to be a road playoff fixture. It is the quarterfinal. I always get that mixed up. It is a quarterfinal for Inter Miami Herons. They got out of the round of 16, winning 2 games out of 3 against Nashville, and now are on their way to the quarterfinal and Cincinnati coming up here on November 23rd. So a lot of rest. Dame, do you think the rest helps? Or do you think, it's a chicken or the egg, right? We talk about this a lot in American sports and American football. Is the rest good? Would you rather be the hot team? You talk about it a lot in baseball, too. I feel like baseball is a huge sport and where it's the chicken or the egg of do you want the rest or do you want to be the hot team? Where do you stand on Inter Miami having 11, actually, Dame, that game was on the 8th. So they're going to have 15 days off. They're going to have 2 weeks off they play a game.
Cincinnati played on the same Saturday that Inter Miami did. So they'll have the same break as Inter Miami. But it's an interesting point. I think Inter Miami being an older team than Cincinnati, maybe this break can help. I personally think it's a bit too long. Maybe shaving off half a week would have been ideal. But interesting to see. This is where experience comes into play, though. And Inter Miami has that experience. Players like Lionel Messi, like players like Luis Suarez, who can keep the team locked in, keep the team focused. I think that'll be important throughout these 2 weeks.
By the way, with FC Cincinnati and that win, you mentioned that they played on November 8th. It was an 86th minute goal. So basically a goal at the death. You know, you're 4 minutes outside of extra time there. Brenner Da Silva, the 25-year-old Brazilian, had a brace in the game. He scored in the 67th, and then he scored in the 86th. It was actually Columbus. So, Dame, Columbus won in Columbus 4-0 to get it to a third game. Cincinnati won the first fixture in Cincinnati. Columbus bamboozles them 4-0. And then for 63 minutes, you don't have a goal. And Columbus gets in the back of the net first with Joaquin Russell Rowe. And then Da Silva, you know, goes legend. Yeah, in 3 minutes, in the 4 minutes, the 67th minute, Da Silva, and then the 86th minute, Da Silva again. He went legend for that club. You know, that's another club who doesn't have a long history as well. That's a very new club, similar to St. Louis, all right? But FC Cincinnati, probably we pick, I mean, they had 25,000 people there. This is a team that gets behind the team. It's a city that gets behind the team. I mean, think about it. They don't have basketball. The baseball season's over. Cincinnati fans don't know this, but their football season's over too. This is the team that they're getting behind and really supporting right now. It's going to be a rough road environment. Like my one of my good buddies from college, my buddy Nick G. By the way, Nicky, I know you're listening. OH, brother. His wife, the beautiful Sarah, she's from Cincinnati. Dude, their parents got season tickets. They're avid fans, dude. He goes, Riz, I'm going to be there. He goes, I'm going to be there rooting against your Herons. I said, have you ever seen Taken, Damien?
Yeah, great movie.
Good luck. Hung up the phone. Listen, my pride's on the line with our Herons here.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Do I have Lionel Messi? Dame, do I have Lionel Messi as a Heron fan?
Of course.
Does Cincinnati have Lionel Messi?
Nope.
That's a big difference. I like my team to win the game.
And at the end of the day, that's the difference. That's really what's gonna make the difference. And the game against Nashville, I mean, he absolutely took over against Nashville.
Dude, he had his patented brace and an assist.
Yep.
I mean, maybe we could find out in the break. Dame, he did that so many times this year I lost count. A brace and an assist is the Messi patent. Like he had it, put it in perspective, he had one hat trick. I was lucky enough to be on the call. Thank you, Inter Miami. Thank you, ESPN West Palm. Thank you, Lionel Messi. He had one hat trick on the year where I blew my voice out calling the goals. Every other big time game he had was a brace and an assist.
Like, there was like a streak of game, I think it was 6 or 5, where he got a brace in every single game.
Yeah, and what was it, like 12 points in 6 games? Like, that's what got him the golden boot within the MLS.
And we'll get him the MVP.
That's a formality. That's a formality. We'll riot if he doesn't win that for the second year in a row. That's a joke. Who are you going to give that to if he doesn't win? Boanga?
I believe Sam Surridge was the other player, but he just got eliminated.
He's at home. He's on the couch. That brother's on the couch. Eating, as I like to say, eating Tostitos.
And lost directly to Lionel Messi.
Guacamole and salsa. Guys at home, or no, he's an Englishman. He's tea and crumpets, right?
Crumpets and tea.
There you go. Folks, once again, Pink Smoke, where we talk everything Inter Miami, everything Lionel Messi. Let's take our first time out of the program. When we come back, we'll do the injury report, presented by our good friends at Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrep. We'll go around the MLS, update you on the rest of the quarterfinal matchups. We're almost done. We are almost done with the MLS season and our Herons in a win-or-go-home game coming up on November 23rd after beating Nashville 4-0 in a decisive Game 3, winning the best of 2 in the round of 16. We're coming right back. Pink Smoke, Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez on ESPN 106.3.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Welcome back, folks. Pink Smoke, where we talk everything Inter Miami, everything Lionel Messi. Our Herons officially into the quarterfinals of the playoffs after winning 2 games out of 3 against Nashville. And surprise, surprise, Lionel Messi was fantastic in every single fixture. Even the loss Even the loss that our Herons suffered on the road 2-1 in Nashville, Lionel Messi scoring an 80th minute goal to make Nashville sweat out the final moments at home. And then who could forget the 4-0 victory against Nashville? But what it's time for right now, folks, we got to go through the injury report. We got to go and see who's banged up in this matchup for our Herons, who's banged up for the matchup with FC Cincinnati, with our good friends at Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Farnrath.
Now it's time for the Inter-Miami Injury Report, presented by Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Farnrath.
And now a fight for it, won right back by Inter-Miami.
Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Farnrath, representing injured people and their families for more than 35 years. Visit foryourrights.com.
Foryourrights.com. Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Farnrath have been serving injured people and their families in South Florida for 35 years. Visit foryourrights.com. That's foryourrights.com. Our great friends at Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Farnrath. Once again, this is the fixture that's coming up on November 23rd. We're going to have another Pink Smoke. So fast forward, this time next week, it'll be the 19th. It'll be the Wednesday before the game. So we'll have a better eye on who exactly is going to play, who's not going to play. But right now, listen, and we'll start with our Herons, on Inter-Miami's injury report, Davi Ruiz and Ryan Saylor. Now, with all due respect to Davi Ruiz and Ryan Saylor, they're fine players. But they will not, even if they were healthy, they would not be playing for our Herons. The Herons are deep. At the midfield position, which Davi Ruiz plays. And, the center backs of Maxi Falcón, Gonzalo Luan, Noah Allen. No, those have been the household names. So I don't think.
Even Tata's ahead of him.
Exactly. Toto Aviles. They wouldn't play, but they're on the injury report and they will be unavailable. I always say, you're as good as your weakest link. And they're solid players, and they're going to be unavailable for Inter-Miami. And then on the FC Cincinnati side, I want to make sure I got this right. Matty Miazaga, the center back, he is on the injury report. They're expecting him to return late November. You know, technically, I guess the 23rd would be late November. It'd be the last week, starting the last week of November. So he might even be on track to play as we inch closer here to the fixture of our Herons going up to Cincinnati at TQL Stadium. But that is your injury report presented by Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Farnrath. Once again, for 35 years, they've been serving injured people and their families in South Florida. Visit foryourrights.com. Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Farnrath are good friends. Visit foryourrights.com. Dame, an aspect of the game that I just thought of talking about our great friends at Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Farnrath. Weather.
Yeah. We're getting to those months for sure.
Weather. Might be snowing. Oof. Listen, there's a big difference between Cleveland and Cincinnati. Almost the entire state of Ohio. Cincinnati technically in Kentucky. But it gets cold there too, folks. Back home in Cleveland, it snowed 3 inches this past weekend. I'm not trying to put the Maloik on it. I'm not. All right.
No, that's a good point because is also players who don't really experience snow. I mean, when has Messi seen snow? I mean, he's probably played in a few snow games, but I'm sure in his long career with Barcelona, it's only been a selective few.
In France, when he played for PSG and Ligue, maybe a couple of times a year, maybe. But man, I'm trying to even go into the Cincinnati weather report, Dame. I got until Friday. So for next Friday. Next Friday is supposed to be 57 degrees. They might get good weather. As crazy as Midwest weather is, they might actually get like a 50-degree, 45-degree day. Now, granted, what was it? The first game of the year against Sporting Kansas City in the CONCACAF Champions Cup. What was it, 1 degree?
Yeah.
Messi scored.
It was an arrowhead.
It was. Messi scored, and it was great. So, the snowfall and the precipitation is what matters. Like, it was raining cats and dogs against Nashville, and you saw Inter-Miami struggle on the road. That was a weird game. That's the best way I could describe that loss to Nashville. Inter-Miami had every chance to win that game, to take advantage of that game, and they really didn't. They squandered a lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
That's why I get nervous when Inter-Miami goes on the road. It seems like a couple of those opportunities get left to the wayside. Now, Messi is brilliant. It's not his fault. But like Allende taking a heavy touch. Even Suarez, dude. I love Luis, but he's been terrible in front of net more often than not this year. Would you agree on that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure he would agree as well.
And it's
for his standards.
Right. And like I was seeing all these Herons retiring in Busquets and Alba. And I got worried that, you know, Suarez might be one of those guys that's going to be hanging up the boots. And Suarez is a big piece of Inter Miami. You know, when the news came of Lionel Messi, Suarez was right in suit. You know, he was right behind him.
He's also very important in the sense that he's a great friend of Messi. And yeah. I feel like that's part of what keeps Messi coming
closer. You know, and I know they're all close guys. I mean, geez, Busquets and Alba, they go back 20 years playing soccer together. What's your youth academy called in Barcelona?
La Masia.
I mean, geez, they came up together. Not necessarily Alba. I think Alba started somewhere else, but Busquets and Messi, they known each other since they were kids. So, like, but you are right. He's closer with Suarez than those two. And obviously, Rodrigo De Paul.
It's the families, too.
Yeah.
You know, the wives get, they're like best friends pretty much.
But yeah, De Paul as well. Like, they're thick as thieves. So, like, that means something. And I think it means something on the pitch, too. So, you know, that Argentinian team is amazing because I think of the camaraderie that they've been able to build over so many years and the ups and downs that they went through. Damien, Argentina was known for blowing it
recently.
There
was a point in Messi's international career where he was honestly contemplating retiring from Argentina.
Yeah, before the World Cup, before he won it. I mean, Dame, it was always Argentina, the most talented team in the world. They would lose, like, first round of the knockout stage.
They lost in the finals to Germany.
And let's not forget, like, they lost to Saudi Arabia, bro.
Yeah.
First game of the World Cup in Qatar, they lost to Saudi Arabia. I'm not a rigged guy. I don't think sports are rigged. But all the Messi haters were like, oh, label me shocked that they lose to Saudi Arabia and then they win the whole thing. Like, and I said, I'm not one of those people.
Coming into that game, they had the unbeaten streak or something like that. It was like 30 or 20 games.
Game, they're the best. Line. You are my CONMEBOL guy.
Yeah.
Who is the best team in the world? Right?
Argentina.
It's not even close.
Yeah.
I, just because I love Cristiano, I love Portugal, all right? It's certainly not my Italians either. They'll be lucky to get to the World Cup with how bad they play in these qualification games. But seriously, all kidding aside, Messi is still a top talent in the world, and Argentina is still a top team in the world. 888-760-3776, that number to call on in. You want to talk a little world football. This is Messi. It might as well be Messi Mania. No, this is Pink Smoke, where we talk everything Lionel Messi, where we talk everything Inter Miami. We're gearing you up for a game in 11 days. FC Cincinnati and Inter Miami going to be doing battle. Quarterfinal matchup, 5 o'clock on Sunday, TQL Stadium. A place where Lionel Messi has never won. A team who Lionel Messi has never beat. Let's hope all that ends coming up here in just 11 days. I mentioned the injury report. Davi Ruiz, Ryan Saylor on the Inter Miami side. Matt Miazaga on the FC Cincinnati side. And that is presented by our great friends at Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Farnrath. Dame, before we take a timeout, let me ask you this. Let's see. What are the keys for Inter Miami in this game against Cincinnati? A team they've never beat. I know we're 11 days away, but a team they never beat. You have Lionel Messi and the pressure that it is. I think that's an understatement as well. The pressure of Messi being on your team, of, you know, expecting to win the MLS. I mean, it was catastrophe when Inter Miami lost to Atlanta. It cost Tata his job. So, like, what are the keys for Javier Mascherano as he gears up for a big quarterfinal matchup?
I think it start hot and start early. I mean, from the minute that whistle blows, you can't let Cincinnati feel like they can compete with Inter Miami. This has to be a game where Inter Miami, from the minute the game starts, they take control of the game. We play in their half, and we pretty much depend on who we should depend on, which is Messi, Suarez, whoever's playing for on the left. It might be Silvetti. It might be Telasco Segovia. It's play in their half, dominate on that end, and just absolutely, we can't let Cincinnati feel like they're in the game. And that's what happened with Nashville. We saw when Nashville felt like they can compete with Inter Miami, they grew in confidence. We have to destroy that confidence from the beginning of the game.
Score first. I think that it's easy enough for me. You want to score first on the road. It's going to be a hostile environment. Now, Inter Miami.
Keep the crowd out of it.
Inter Miami 3 fixtures ago. Not the most recent game in Nashville. Or no, they actually did score first. Never mind. Messi scored first in that game. They rattled off two. Inter Miami was down 2-1 at half. Inter Miami won 5-2 in the fixture when Messi had his first hat trick. Score first. Dame, I think you hit the nail on the head. You want to score first if you are Inter Miami Herons. Folks, let's take our final timeout. When we come back, we'll go around the MLS. We'll take a look at the other fixtures, the other quarterfinal matchups that are going to be happening. This is Pink Smoke on ESPN 106.3.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Final segment of Pink Smoke. We talk everything Lionel Messi, everything Inter Miami on ESPN 106.3. Our Herons in a big-time fixture coming up November 23rd. It's going to be a win-or-go-home game for our Inter Miami Herons. So looking forward to that. Dame, this is why you play all those damn games. This is why you play all those damn games in the regular season. This is the one of the only world football leagues that have playoffs, and our Inter Miami Herons are into the quarterfinals playing against FC Cincinnati. Let's go around the MLS, though, presented by our great friends at Audi Test Drive, the new Q5 at your local South Florida Audi dealer. Go to AudiUSA.com to learn more. That is AudiUSA.com to learn more. All right, so a couple of more fixtures other than our Herons on the 23rd. You got Philadelphia taking on NYCFC. That is the other Eastern Conference matchup. And then on the Western Conference side, actually on the 22nd, you got Vancouver facing off against Los Angeles. Dang, that's a juicy matchup. Los Angeles, one of the hotter teams in the MLS to end the season. Heung-Min Sung, the big signing, the Tottenham Hotspur, Centurion, and legend, has been dynamite for LAFC since he came to the United States. So Vancouver and Los Angeles, in my opinion, a pretty juicy matchup.
Absolutely, and it's good to see them knock each other out, but I think LAFC will find itself in the finals from that side.
So, and then, Dane, they would play the winner of San Diego and Minnesota. San Diego and Minnesota, both pretty new teams, respectively, within the MLS.
San Diego, who had a sneaky good season this year.
They did, and Minnesota, Dame, who one of the worst losses of the year for our Herons came against Minnesota.
In Minnesota, yep.
Now, Inter Miami has the tiebreaker over every single team not named Cincinnati and Philadelphia, correct?
Correct. So in the final, Inter Miami, if they do reach the final, they will have that home field advantage.
It'll be in Chase Stadium.
Correct, which is huge.
For that winner go home cup final.
It's huge because we've mentioned it time and time again, Inter Miami struggles going to the West Coast. So to have that game here at home, if it is that Inter Miami makes the final, I think that's a huge advantage.
Totally. And I told you I'm not worried about Philadelphia. Dare I say I'm not worried about NYCFC. Damien, if Inter Miami wins this game against Cincinnati, they will be playing.
I'm right there with you.
I think
Cincinnati is the hardest team on this side of the bracket without a doubt.
Now, you know, Philadelphia with their goal scorers, and, you know, they do have a solid midfield. I mean, folks, Philadelphia won the Supporters' Shield. But from what I saw, and it was early on in the year, let's give Philadelphia some credit. They had the best body of work in the MLS. Damien, it was by 1 point. They outplayed Inter Miami by a point.
This reminds me of the Toronto Raptors team that used to always end first in that Eastern Conference and had to play Cleveland.
Oh,
and the result would be the same to my time ears. Every time.
LeBron was Thanos against Toronto, the inevitable. The inevitable. It didn't matter who was on that team. Bron could have been playing alone, and he was winning that. But let's rewind back to Philadelphia. Ty Baribo, 18 goals on the year. Kai Wagner, solid player. Quinn Sullivan, the young United States men's national team player. I don't think he's going to make the World Cup roster, but he's someone to keep an eye on in the future. He had a cracker of a goal.
Is that the 16-year-old?
Yeah. No.
That's his brother?
Yeah. That's his brother. Quinn got time for Maurizio Pochettino in the Gold Cup. And he's 21. And he's one of the better players, I think, for Philadelphia. But regardless, you know, you give Philadelphia some credit with what they've been able to do this year. I really don't think that's a team that Inter Miami is going to have to worry about down the line. But yeah, that's around the MLS, guys. We don't have a lot of fixtures. We do not have a lot of fixtures left because it is that time. It is sweaty palm times within the playoffs in the MLS. Once again, our inner Miami Herons, they are going to be taking on Cincinnati in Cincinnati. The next winner go-home fixture in the Eastern Conference, Philadelphia is going to be hosting NYCFC, the West Coast, Vancouver, and LAFC. So Vancouver and LAFC, and then San Diego and Minnesota. Damian and I are both in agreements that LAFC is going to be that team out of the Western Conference. Yep. And if the Herons, we're not making declarations yet. That'll come next Wednesday. But if the Herons beat Cincinnati, I think they're in that ballgame. I think they're in that ballgame. That'll do it here on Pink Smoke. I want to thank everybody who listened. I want to thank everybody who streamed it. Once again, folks, you could go back and listen to everything on that ESPN South Florida app. That's your one-stop shop for inter-Miami football. It's your one-stop shop for Miami Heat basketball, for everything that we stream, play-by-play, live shows, theoretically speaking, Russo and Rizzo. That is your spot to find all of your action. Once again, the ESPN South Florida app, and something that we recently added, the Florida Panthers. The Florida Panthers, we are the official Palm Beach home of the Florida Panthers. So keep an eye on when we're streaming the games. You can listen to all the games on that South Florida app. Every single game can be found on that beautiful ESPN South Florida app. And Colin and I are actually going to be live from Amerant Bank Arena coming up tomorrow. So Russo and Rizzo are going to be live on location, Amerant Bank Arena. Looking forward to getting a lot of great guests and having a great time. We will catch up with you guys later. Everyone have a great night. See you later. Enjoy the night. Bye.